Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Little self-assist on this one. It said it's a hard one to fathom. A flight instructor in Argentina jumped to his death mid-flight, forcing his stunned students to land the aircraft on her own.
Yeah.
It's all according to CNN. She did so safely. Incident took place in Toledo last weekend. As first reported by the U.S. Sun, according to local media accounts, the 22-year-old female flying student said instructor Leandro Andre Bertazzo turned to her during the lesson and said, "You know what you got to do? You got to carry on." He then took off his headset, unbuckled his seatbelt, and jumped out of the Cessna.
Jesus, man.
42-year-old was found later. Student, identified only as Rosario, landed the plane without a hitch, though in complete shock, according to Eduardo Alvarez, director of the Flying Parrot Cordoba School. He added that Bertazzo had showed no sign he planned to take his own life. It's impossible to think about or understand it, obviously. Authorities are investigating the circumstances surrounding his death. But she already told you what that was, so I don't understand
what
why.
What are the circumstances?
What are the person there? I mean,
he jumped out of a plane.
Would you think that she threw the pilot out?
Right.
I mean, what's the other scenario here?
Wow. Okay. That is something.
When did you need or lend a helping hand? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
You know, I stand on the back porch one day, and my youngest daughter, she was about 10, walked up and she says, "Dad, I think the neighbor's bush is on fire." I said, "You know, they have bonfires all the time. Sure, it's fine." And she comes back earlier and she goes, no, Dad, I'm pretty sure it's on fire." So I go, "Okay, I'll grab a fire extinguisher. I'm a car guy, so I have a bunch of ABC fire extinguishers around all the time just in case." I walk down there, and sure enough, they'd set not only their bush on fire, but their garden shed with their lawnmower and implement destruction in it. So I spray the fire extinguisher all over the place on the ground, sweeping it, put out the bonfire, put out the bush, put up the shed. And 45 minutes later, the fire department shows up. I says, "Oh, we're so glad you called. They found a hot spot on the bottom of the shed when I ripped it apart with their pry bars. But other than that, everything was good."
Awesome. I have yet to pull the pin on one.
Done it one time.
I mean, I accidentally pulled a pin, right. But not, I mean, for real, where it, like, worked for fire.
Yeah, did it once. Restaurant I'm working at, top floor of a museum, same museum where your coworker broke the chair. And the thing about the day was we had a surprise health department inspection. But if you work in a restaurant, you hate it's bad enough when they're scheduled. You certainly hate it when you're surprised. But the woman came in, she did her inspection. The nice thing was, we passed with flying colors, and she was very complimentary to us. "Hey, man, you guys keep a clean kitchen." I'm like, "Thank you, man. I appreciate that." So she has to write up her report. So she sits down at our bar, orders a salad, and she goes to write up her report. And again, I'm feeling great because we're getting like an A+ on a surprise inspection, man. So just as a cook in the industry, like, you feel pretty good about yourself. So I'm chatting with her, and we're getting along very well because she's happy that our restaurant's clean. I'm happy that we're not getting flagged for anything. And one of the cooks comes out, and he's like, "Hey, can I talk to you, ma'am?" And you can tell there's like this sense of urgency. I'm like, "Yeah, just give me a minute." So I kind of finish up with this woman. I'm like, "What?" We just go around the corner. I'm like, "Dude, what is up? I'm talking like to the health lady." He's like, "Yeah, there's molten metal falling out of the ceiling onto the grill." Like, molten? What are you talking about, man? I go back there. Sure enough, these little blobs of metal were coming down. Turns out, by the time we discovered that the vent was on fire, it had been on fire. This is what the fire department tells us. Probably for like 2 days, right? But these small, that's why it had gotten so hot. Because I'm like, "Dude, we cannot set metal on fire." But it had been there for like 2 days. Anyway, we're like, "Uh-oh." So I walk back out to the health department lady. I'm like, "I'm going to have to ask you to leave." She's like, "What did I do?" I said, "You haven't done anything, but in spite of how well we did the inspection, my kitchen's on fire," right? So automatically, now this becomes a negative, which I understand. But we grabbed the fire extinguishers, put out the fire. We had to go up on the roof of the museum and spray down. And we're pretty sure we got the fire out. The fire department shows up. And I remember they're like, "Hey, you know, good job, guys." We're like, "Oh, thank God. It could have been so much worse." And says, "I have very bad news for you. Like what? They have to run their hose from the top down into the kitchen. You know, they're like, look,
you're going to flood the kitchen.
But there's nothing you can do. And they're like, look, we don't want to flood your kitchen, and it seems like the fire's out, but there's no guarantees, right? We do this professionally. Let us do our thing. And we did. And sure enough, I don't know if there's still a fire up there or not, but like all the soot and all the crap that's been collecting in the vent anyway over the years, all that stuff is just getting blown out. Mm. I mean, with the force of a fire hose, man. So we're watching it basically come through the vent, onto the grill, all over the food, all over the floor. Had to shut down the restaurant for 2 days. And I remember the general manager, he comes rolling in, and he's like, we should clean this up and be open by tonight. I'm like, Ken, bro, I mean,
we literally
have to make every single food item we've had again from scratch. We still have to clean up the kitchen. It is impossible.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
So he said, well, hopefully tomorrow. I'm like, well, hopefully, man. But, I mean, it takes what it takes. But, yeah, 2 days later, managed to get it open. But that's the one time that I used a fire extinguisher. And in the museum, there were maybe six of them total, just based on that, because it was four floors. We're on the fourth floor. So they had, like, two, I believe, per floor, whatever it was. But we used all of them.
Yeah.
Me, and I mean, but...
I've only seen a hose used once.
What do you mean? Like a fire hose?
Like an actual hose. I've only seen... Like really? Even when Herky's house burned down, it was almost to the ground. There was no point in wasting the water.
Oh, really?
It was just... I mean, it was... That thing went up, and by the time they got there, it's a volunteer fire department.
Yeah.
It was just... There was no point.
So they didn't even turn the hose?
No. They just let it burn.
What about when you... was that Ladder 42? Was that the name of the movie?
We did not get to hose training.
Really?
They don't do that.
They put you in a burning building, right?
But the building they put you in has gas lines.
No, I understand.
To simulate
heat.
So you're not really going to spray out those gas lines because they're just there to train.
Yeah.
But you have all the crap on.
But it just seems like if you're wearing all the stuff, part of the training would be firing the hose.
We did not
get to that. Right. I mean, that's the part you wait for.
We did not get to that point. Like, they really never, that was not for us. So I don't know if those were probably real firemen were actually doing that stuff in the movie.
They did hire a lot of real firemen.
Yeah, because you have to be trained to be able to, obviously. To use it. So
I'm just saying, if I'm going through the training.
I don't think you can do a weekend training or whatever it was, 3 days and, you know, get the hose ready.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I don't know, man. If I'm doing 3 days of training like you did, like, I want to use the hose.
Wouldn't that seem, I don't want to say the easiest, because I don't mean it exactly like that.
Well, first of all,
like,
you realize the nozzles on those things are like 10 grand. So if you drop it, you're screwed.
But you put me in this hot-ass building with all this equipment on, right? All this stuff, like, but I can't shoot the hose. Like, come on, man.
When my car blew up in Virginia, I did not realize how hot the engine was getting. I'm not sure if I just completely ran out of coolant. I know for a fact that the engine block at some point had cracked.
Yeah.
On that trip. So it wasn't, obviously I'd made it all the way down to Virginia and I was coming back. So it hadn't happened until probably coming back. And when the floor fell out of my car and when the engine blew up, so this huge ball of smoke goes up, okay? So I don't really think anything of it. But the guy behind me, the guy in the truck who pulled over to help me, he gave me a ride to the next exit, which was probably a couple miles down the road.
Yeah.
Now, at this point in time, I've also got part of my engine on a major interstate.
Right, just sitting in the middle of the road.
Smoldering. Like, this thing is, but I don't really think about that. So I go to kind of push it with my foot to try to kick it off the road and basically melt the bottom of my shoe.
Yeah, instantly I would.
All right, I get into this guy's truck with a sticky bottom rubber and, like, it sticks to the mat. I'm like, oh, man, this guy's giving me a lift. And I'm pretty sure there's just, like, rubber melted into his carpet right now on this truck. But so he gets me there and... Again, this is before cell phones. So the gas station, they make a call to the fire department or whoever the police department is. And when the truck driver, I got a tow truck driver to take me back to the car because I just figured tow the car someplace.
Yeah.
I got to figure out what to do. I ended up getting a Greyhound bus. But when I went back there, man, they were hosing the living hell out of the car. So I'm not sure if it had caught on fire, or they were just trying to make sure that it wouldn't catch on fire, or maybe just started. There was no engine in it.
Yeah.
Like, the engine had completely blown out of the car. But I was like, when he was doing that, I was like, dude, like, I have a radio in there.
Like, that's like, your concern. Yeah. Well, the floor of your car fell out. It's like my radio.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I had all my stuff in there. All my clothes were in there.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. Like, you know, like I'd just been gone on a job training thing for a week.
That's it, man. I mean, the water does.
Oh, my, because, like, I had one of those, like, little suitcases, zip up things for all my cassettes.
Yeah.
Just like everything that you travel with when you're that age. Mm-hmm. I had a radar detector. I had all these things, man. And it was just, it was like it just got dumped in a bathtub.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's it. Like, the fire does half the damage, the water does the other, but at least the water put out the fire. Right? It's like, well, instead of this thing burning up, I just have to get rid of it because it's absolutely waterlogged. Oh, yeah. But you get to save the structure, mm-hmm. right?